All right. Are you guys ready to be, I guess, dumbified, confusified, stupefied?
Dumbified. Okay. I'm always
Stupefied, I
ready
like
for
it.
that.
I'm going to read you the hip drop tackle rule change. Please explain it to me.
Oh, God.
Jesus.
Is this the new game?
No, it is not. I'm gonna do a new segment later in the show, but I'm gonna do that later. This is not the new game. Hip drop tackle. I'm just gonna read it. So, Rule 12, Section 2, adding Article 18. Article 18, hip drop tackle. This is per NFL and CBS. It is a foul if a player uses the following technique to bring a runner down to the ground. A, grabs the runner with both his hands and wraps the runner with both arms, and B, unweights himself by swirling or swirling and dropping his hips and or lower body, landing on and trapping the runner's legs at or below the knee. Penalty for a hip drop tackle, loss of 15 yards and an automatic first down. Effect eliminates a potential dangerous tackling technique. Reason player safety. Someone care to explain that?
We're in the rule book.
It's just, but so oddly specific.
What does that mean? Is that just a tackle? Is it the fact that he's turning?
But that's all that it is. Like, you're just banning tackling. That's how you tackle someone from behind. You don't just grab them and give them a bear hug and say, "I love you, bro," and just go to sleep, go to sleep, go to sleep. Like, choke them out on the field. You tackle from behind by grabbing them and they just falling to the ground
And
so that
swirling
they
them,
fall to the ground.
turning them.
Like, that is a tackle. What are we doing here? Like, am I supposed to tell? Am I supposed to? Okay, so if Derrick Henry is coming at me, right? Am I supposed to put my hand up and say, "No, stop, bad"? Like, no, go the other way, Derek. Other way, Derek. Or, so this means what? Derrick Henry's gonna go for 4,000 yards next year? Or Saquon Barkley's gonna go for 3,000? Well, listen, I would love if Saquon Barkley goes for 3,000. You know what I mean? Like, how do you tackle front, especially if you're a lot, like, and they're like, "Oh, well, there's other ways to tackle." How? If I'm behind the guy and I'm trailing him, how else do I make a tackle from behind to stop a first down, a touchdown, a big gain? How else do I stop that
You
other
know
than doing that?
what I also found really hilarious was during the league meetings. So I thought it was in July. I think they're having another one in July, maybe. I forgot it was this early on in the process. But the comp like what was it? Some competition committee lead and like some referee association lead or something basically said that this is going to be difficult to enforce, but we're going to approve it anyway.
Yes.
Which I'm
Oh
like,
my
what does that
God.
mean?
And you know what the best part is
Great,
too?
yeah.
The best part is they didn't even ask the players' opinion on this. They just went ahead and voted for it anyway. It's like the players are the ones making the plays and they wanted to keep it in the game because that's how you make a tackle from behind. And you didn't even ask the players about this. You didn't consult them about
The
this.
PA said a resounding no. Like, that was one of the biggest PA things during the meeting, was like the PA was like, "No, this will never work." And they're just like, "We are so concerned about player safety." And like, it was the way Mark Andrews got tackled and got hurt. I looked at that play and I'm like, that is the most routine tackle I've ever seen. It's just unfortunate he got hurt.
Like,
What are we
literally,
doing here?
you can like Dre Greenlaw, basically what he got his season ending, well, not season ending, it was game ending because it was the last game of the year, but Dre Greenlaw got a game ending injury off of just stepping onto the field. Like, you can get injured off of any single play at any time, not just in football, in sports, or in life. If I trip down my stairs, I'm gonna get injured. Like, why are we so good? Like, I get player safety if it's like, collisions with the helmet to helmet, things like that. That's different. This is a normal football play. Like, I don't understand. They're like, "Oh, player safety." So at this point, just wrap them in bubble wrap if you're so concerned. Or, you know what? Give them the damn flags. Let's play flag football. I'm sick of this crap now. I don't want to watch, God forbid. Oh my God. God forbid the Chiefs give. Now, You see how hard Isaiah Pacheco runs? Oh my God! Can you imagine on a third and one? Oh no, not third and one. Let's say third and short, and they decide to run the ball with him to try and you know score a touchdown to win the game. Let's just say it's something stupid. Can you imagine tackling him from behind? The Chiefs get a win because of that. Because they're gonna say, oh, 15 yard. First of all, but why is it also a 15 yard penalty? By the way, that is excessive.
I don't know. Dude, but here's my problem though. I don't even know why. I don't even know how they can enforce the penalty. Like, are they gonna say every tackle is a flag? Or are they only gonna do it in certain situations? What's the focus gonna be here?
That tackle happens like 40% of the game. So every single time that tackle happens, flag, 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 flag. Like, my God, the game is already slowed down because refs can't make correct calls. So you're going to slow the game down even more because of a stupid specific call like this. Like, I hope that this is like a one-year thing like they did with challenging pass interference. I hope that this is another one-year thing where they try it out and they see how stupid it is, doesn't work, and they get rid of it. Because if this lasts any longer than this season, honestly, I love football. I won't even watch anymore. And that's dead truth. I don't want to watch a final score of 195. Thank you very much.
Shane, your overall thoughts on the rule and what we discussed here?
Yeah, I mean, that's... You know, that there are ways to bring guys down without doing that, but it's a lot more difficult and oftentimes just not realistic. And the other methods are much more dangerous for defensive players, so mm-hmm. You know, but offense sells tickets. Yeah, I think the thing that really bothers me most about it is that the actual Players Association had no say. You know, if we're making rules for their safety, why are we just like, you know, disregarding what they think? I mean, it makes no sense to me. And it's, I don't know. It, like Brandon said, it's hopefully, it's just going to be a one and done thing because it's not going to end well. I mean, you know, if you just look at it from a logical perspective, there's going to be so much debate online about, or not even online, just in the broadcast. Oh, is that a hip drop? I don't know. Well, that should have been called. That shouldn't have, like.
I can see Tony Romo now.
Oh, I don't know, Jesus.
Oh, my God.
But it's true, though. So, I don't know. I just think it's a joke, to be honest. I think the NFL was at its best, like, in the early 2010s, as far as the rules and just the overall structure of the game. You know, it felt like a time when, you know, because early on in football, it was all defense and run game. And now it's all just pass game. But like the early 2010s really felt, and well, like 2000s as well, really felt like a time where both
felt more balanced.
Yeah,
where it felt like defense, running, and passing all mattered. And it was a nice, perfect, even 16-game schedule, not 17.
Yeah.
Which drives me crazy, but it's fine.
We're going to get 18 soon. That's coming in like a year or two.
Yeah.
So it's so funny we complain about CTE, but yeah, let's add another game, shall we?
Yeah, and player and safety. Let's give him another chance to go out there and get hurt. Yeah.
More on that as well. Where we have the Christmas schedule out. They're doing Christmas games like Tuesday and Wednesday they are testing to see if there's going to be viewership during the week. And then they're maybe going to bump it up to 20. Next step is 18, then 20.
20?
That's...
Let's go for 25 while we're at it.
Actually, so, no, let's just copy MLB and make it 162.
At that point, we won't even be replacing players. We'll be hurt by week 30.
Oh my
goodness. Like, who's gonna play at that point?
Us, I guess.
No, not even. We'll be done. We'll be injured already.
We'll be injured. Oh my goodness.
We need to become commissioners of the NFL so that we can revert it back to the way it was and, like, you know, 08 to like 2015, you know, 2016, kind of in that area. Yeah.
Make the NFL great again.
Oh, Jesus. Is that the title of this podcast?
Yes.
Yeah.
Make football great again.
Jesus. Other approved playing rules. Stop me if you guys want to discuss any of them. Coaches make a third down replay challenge if either of the first two challenges are successful. So they have three now, pretty much. This is also per Pro Football Talk. The offense can now be assessed a penalty for a major foul on a play where the offense throws an interception or loses a fumble, even if the foul took place before the change of possession, and the defense also committed a penalty on the play. So, kind of cancels out, but whatever. Replay can now be used to overturn a ruling that a quarterback was down or out of bounds before throwing a pass. I thought that was already in there, but I guess they're working on that more.
Yeah,
I was gonna say yeah.
Replay can also be used to determine whether the game clock expired before the ball was snapped. I figured that these were just additives and more.
Yeah. Like,
saying they're gonna focus on this more. Approved bylaws. Teams now have an unlimited number of designated for return transactions in the postseason. Thank God. the trade deadline has been moved to the Tuesday after week 9, not the Tuesday before. Do you guys like that?
Sure.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, I honestly think that's better. Each club may designate a maximum of 2 players for return when they are placed on injured reserve on the final roster cutdown day. Kind of just standard stuff. Teams may elevate a bona fide quarterback an unlimited number of times from its practice squad to its active list to be its emergency third quarterback. I think it was only like one designated guy, but now they can shift it around more. Approved resolutions. If an injured player is not traveling to an away game, teams must report the player has been ruled out before the team departs up for their road trip. Thank you. It's going to help us a lot in fantasy. For the preseason, the league will expand the use of Hawkeye video technology and coaches' boots in preparation for full implementation in 2025. Also, here's another thing about the hip drop tackle. Why don't we just test all of these rules during preseason?
Thank you.
And see if they work.
Thank you. But you know, we're smart, we're dumb, and the NFL thinks they know it all. Sure.
Where it's 3 games that don't really matter. Also, they did that with the kickoffs for extra points. They tested it out in the preseason the previous year, and they liked it, so they made it full the next season. And then kickoff rules have changed to what it was in XFL. Brandon, you'll have lot on this because I know you watch some XFL and even the USFL. You can even talk about the USFL in this segment a little, what you've seen so far in that. I don't know how much of the UFL you've seen, Shane. Have you seen much of it?
None.
Yeah, not much. I'm not a big spring football guy. But first, explain how this kickoff rule works for people who don't understand it. Because I think I had you explain it once before when the XFL did it, and we both really liked it. So yeah. I'm glad the NFL is doing it.
So it's I'm just gonna keep it simple because there's like nuance to it, and obviously the rule book is never exactly, you know, there's always gray areas. But basically what the UFL does now, well, the XFL, USFL, they merged, obviously, we know that. So what the UFL does is they have a kicker kick. Instead of kicking from the 35, they kick from the 20. So they kick from further back. And both teams line up in what's considered like a neutral zone. Almost like if you would ever think of like, if I can make like a war analogy, you know how you have like no man's land. So, you know, and then there's two trenches on the other side of no man's land. So basically the two teams playing have to stay there.
They don't move. Positions. They're not running at each other. They just stay there.
Yeah. Yeah. They have to stay there. And then they basically cannot move. And then the thing is also now there's more room for returns because you're kicking from the 20 instead of the 35. So there's going to be less touchbacks. There's less touchbacks in the UFL. And the returner, when he touches the ball, then everybody can move. So he gets basically a head start to you know, run on the kickoff. So you're going to see an increase in big plays. You're going to see an increase in touchdowns. And it's just to keep the kickoff in the game. Because in the NFL, you know, kickoffs basically don't matter anymore. I mean, they do. There's play. We always see big ones every year. Big runs, big run backs, all that kind of stuff. But for the most part, 90% of the time, they don't matter. They're all touchbacks. So in order to keep that part of the game relevant and to show off, you know, how talented these special team guys are, this is a good kickoff rule. It gets, you know, you get to see like the gunners and the special teamers, you know, make tackles. You get to see the returners show their speed and athleticism. You get to see the kickers now gonna be really tested, but I mean, the kickers, you know, that's your last line of defense anyway. If the returner is getting to the level where the kicker is, it's a touchdown. So, unless your Pat actually just blowing guys up completely, yeah. But yeah, his highlight tape is great. If anybody wants to watch that,
we had a 99 overall Pat McAfee linebacker card in Madden because of it this week. Lol.
Yeah. But basically, I don't know if the NFL is planning to kick off from the 20. Are they doing the same exact thing? Are they doing the same thing?
Let me check.
That's a great question.
Let's see.
Because the UFL kicks off from the 20.
The kicker will kick the ball from its own 35. 10 of his teammates will line up on the other team's 40. The receiving team's 9 or 10 blockers will line up on their own 35. The kick must land between the 20-yard line and the goal line. A kick that goes either out of bounds or lands short of the 20 will be awarded. The receiving team will be awarded the ball at the 40-yard line. A kick that goes into the end zone for a touchback will go out at the team's 30.
Oh, okay.
The 30? Rule, okay. They're bumping it up to the 30, yeah.
It should be the great. 20. That's so stupid.
Yeah, especially if you're going to leave kickoff. Like, if you're going to put kickoffs back in the game and make returners a part of the game again, either you should have left it where it was or moved it back to the 20. So it should have been 25 or 20. 30 is ridiculous. It's 20 yards from the 50. So if you literally just get down 25 yards, you're basically in field goal range. Well, but the fringe
is
the field
goal really, range. Do you really think there's going to be that many touchbacks, though? That's my question. I guess you think there's going to be touchbacks still.
Well, yeah, if you can. If you go out to the 30, I'd let it go.
What I'm saying is
in the same spot, aren't you?
But the kicker's not going to be incentivized to kick it out of bounds. The kicker's going to basically. I think the whole point is to incentivize.
They might. I mean, the momentum will still carry.
Yeah, still going to happen.
I just let it roll back.
Like I don't like that at all. The 30, I would have been fine if they kept it at the 25 or put it back at the 20. I don't like the 30 at all. I know, so too. It's like, if you want the kickoffs to be part of the game, why are they still kicking from the 35? That means it'll still be a touchback anyway. So, what are we doing here?
I don't know. By the way, really quick, they are trialing this year, so they might make some changes. This is not the full rule. This is a 1-year trial.
They're gonna have to, because the way the UFL does it is great. But the way it actually decentivizes touchback, so they don't want kickers getting touchbacks because it tacks on 5 yards. So, but at the same time, it's like, okay, so I don't know. Like that's going to be really wonky to see that. I mean, I'm a fan of it, but now that I hear the full details of it, I'm like, I don't like
the 30
that.
Is what I don't like.
Yeah, I don't like the 30. I'm fine with basically everything else. I do not like the 30-yard line for that. It should just be a regular touchback, pretty much.
Because Shane, what were you going to say Sorry, Shane. What were you going to say when I interrupted? Go ahead.
Well, this is what I was going to say. So good timing. Did you guys notice, though, that when the kick returns stopped was when they moved the touchback from the 20 to the 25?
Yeah. Because I think, because they moved it up.
That was exactly when. Because they're like, oh, well. You know, before it was like, okay, I can get the ball. Let's see. I could probably get more than 20. And so then they're more incentivized. But now it's like, well, I'm probably not going to get more than 25, so I'm just going to let it go. You know? It's like, well, okay. So.
I mean, in the UFL, most of those kick returns, because of the way it's styled, most of those kick returns are going back to the like 40, 45 yard line. I mean, there's somewhere, especially if you have a fast special teams, you can still tackle the guy at the 25, 30 yard line. But a lot of these kickoffs are going to, like, the team is going to start with the ball like the 45 yard line, like every other time, while teams get adjusted to this. So, you know, because this most, is really.
Yeah, good. What? I was just going to say the most confused coaches in the NFL this year are going to be special teams coordinators.
Oh, yeah. Now it's even more strategy. So it's like, my God, it's like you're already trying to think of, should we onside kick it, or do we have enough time to kick it deep, or do we sky kick it, do we squib kick it? What do we do here? It's like, no. Now there's even more to it now. So
now if you do an onside kick, you have to tell the ref, and the ref will tell the other team. So the onside kick will never exist. So they're gonna have to change that.
So it's already like a negative 10% chance of it happening in the first place.
Because the other team already knows the play. Yeah.
Yeah,